You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So now, we got to get to the meat and potatoes of what probably most people in our audience care about, which is the continued fallout from the Cliff Kingsbury firing. And the latest report that we have is, and people are starting to put two and two, like Cliff Kingsbury and Lamar in Baltimore. We'll see how that plays out. But Jordan Schultz, who is longtime NFL insider, he's worked for a number of different outlets. I don't know who he's worked. He's with FS1 now, I guess it is, or Fox. I don't know. Whatever it is, he's bounced around to a lot of places. But, you know, very popular on Twitter, @SchultzReport, @Schultz_report, I should say, @Schultz_report. And he's got a lot of breaking news, right? So he said part of the issue, according to sources, the Commanders have had in the building is the front office meddling with the coaching staff on personnel and which players to use. An ongoing problem dating back to 2024 when they were having success. That's just one part of this. That's the benign part of this. That's just the mild part of this. You want some serious heat? You want some hot sauce? With the team struggling this year, it reached new heights, not the Kelce podcast that you all listen to, that where they curse every 5 minutes. And there were notable disagreements. This is where it gets spicy. Moreover, I have not gotten the impression, he's not saying I know for a fact, he's saying I have not gotten the impression that Dan Quinn wanted to move on from his coordinators. The last part. The entire disconnect is one to watch as we head into 2026. Quote, there's a lot of beep with the S word going on there. End quote. Said a source. Whoa. 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 I mean, that's about as damning of a, certainly it's about as damning of a report as we've seen from this team in that building probably since training camp of Ron's last year, 2023, with the Eric Bieniemy and the players hating him stuff. Probably. Right? Because everything else that happened after that was pretty much standard par for the course, and there's been nothing like this since then. So I'm going to open up the phones to you at 301-230-0980. And listen, if you call every day, we got to make it quicker. We got to get through it quicker. Okay, so we get more calls in and different voices. All right? I'm trying not to make rules, hard and fast rules here, but we've got to do this quicker. Okay? Just trust me on that. We've got to do it quicker. You know, Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn apparently couldn't figure out and solve their issues. I don't want to get to that point where I got to divorce myself from you guys and do the show without calls. But we got to do it quicker, okay? But anyway, think about where this is right now. Now, this is literally just a report. I'm sure the team, I'm sure Adam Peters, I'm sure Dan Quinn would absolutely deny this to the high heavens. But on Saturday, we got, hey, Cliff Kingsbury and Adam Peters have friction. On Monday, Dan Quinn wouldn't defend, advocate, what have you, for Cliff Kingsbury. He mentioned him, wouldn't defend or advocate or say, hey, we really believe in Cliff or anything like that. Now, I wasn't directly asked that, but didn't say that. On Tuesday morning, he was fired. Or you can call it whatever you want, mutual parting of the ways, whatever. And now we have this. Again, I thought it was very odd that the way Diana framed the report was there were friction between Cliff and Adam Peters. And now Jordan Schultz is saying Dan Quinn didn't really want to move on from his coordinators. He was kind of pressured into it or forced into it or cajoled into it. By who? I wonder. Then you have the part of the report where the front office, Adam Peters, I guess Lance Newmark, maybe Josh Harris, who knows? But certainly you would say the front office, Adam Peters, maybe Lance Newmark, I don't know, would be meddling with the coaches on who should be playing and who should not be playing with all the injuries and all the struggles and all that. And I try to figure out, well, what are they, who could they be talking about if that's true? Because again, I'll just say like with anything, like I believe certainly these conversations happened. These meetings happened. These suggestions were made. It doesn't mean that they were making orders. It means that it was happening. And the way it's termed is meddling with the coaching staff on personnel. And oh, by the way, they said it happened last year. It happened last year. So this is not just a this year thing. But this year, it gets further, exasperated, whatever that word is. I can't say that word. It gets further stretched, I guess. And I wonder, when you're talking about that, who you're talking about. And the names that just start popping up in my mind on the offensive side of the ball, that Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, whoever, maybe Josh Harris, maybe the scouts, I don't know. Those guys that were not playing and maybe they wanted to play and have a bigger role, or maybe some of the players that were playing that they didn't want to have a bigger role, just specifically on offense, would be Ben Sinnott, Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, maybe Chris Rodriguez early. Remember when he was not active the first couple of games, and then all of a sudden he was running the ball down the Raiders' throat in week 3? And then Treylon Burks. Adam Peters mentioned him a couple of times. Colson Yankoff, the fourth tight end. Like, we can't say Josh Connerly. Josh Connerly played the whole year at right tackle. Chris Paul, maybe early on, over Brandon Coleman. But then Chris Paul came in week 4, or whatever, week 3, week 4, whatever it was, and he played the rest of the year. I mean, this could go back all the way to the beginning of the year. This could be at times throughout the year. And according to Schultz, at times last year. And last year, you know, like, I mean, you can kind of wonder, hey, man, did we get Ben Sinnott involved enough instead of more and more and more and more and more and more Zach Ertz? Did we get Chris Rodriguez in instead of Brian Robinson? Did we get, like, these are all the questions that you have. And that's just on offense. On defense, obviously, Jordan McGee, right? Who else would stand out besides Jordan McGee? Johnny Newton to a lesser degree? Maybe Tyler Owens at safety? Remember, he started the Kansas City game? But didn't really play a huge role defensively, even with Quan Martin struggling miserably and Will Harris out for a long stretch of time. Maybe the veteran corner, what was his name, Antonio Hamilton or whatever his name was, the kid that played really well against, 31-year-old that played well, really well against the Giants. I don't know. But the report is pretty damning. The Commanders have had, in the building, a problem with the front office meddling with the coaching staff on personnel and which players to use. An ongoing problem dating back to 2024. With the team struggling this year, it reached new heights, and there were notable disagreements. Jordan Schultz, I have not gotten the impression, not that he's saying he knows for sure, but he has not gotten the impression that Dan Quinn wanted to move on from his coordinators. Both are gone. Then the entire disconnect is one to watch as we head into 2026. Quote, there's a lot of beep going on there, a source said. Now, I don't know where that source is. I don't know if he's in the building, out of the building. I don't know. You tell me which part of this is good. You tell me which part of this is makes you feel warm. You tell me. Because none of it sounds good to me. If you thought we had problems yesterday with who's going to be the next coordinators, if you thought we had problems. Now, even though they will deny this until kingdom come. And by the way, they're not going to make Dan Quinn and or Adam Peters, I don't think, available even if they hire new coordinators, which obviously they will, until the combine. They might have a press conference for the new coordinators. It's possible Dan Quinn would be in that, but not definitive. My guess is they are going to hold off on answering any questions. And they waited specifically until Tuesday morning to fire Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury so that they didn't have to answer questions about that on Monday. This is all done by design, guys. This is all done to minimize negativity, PR hit, all of that. They can say nothing to do with it. They can say they didn't think about it until Tuesday morning. They can say all that they want. None of that is true in my eyes. They knew this was happening. They knew there was a disconnect. They knew there was friction. Plenty of people, or at least a couple of people, knew about it. Got it to Diana. Diana blew the lid off of it. And by Tuesday morning, again, no surprise on Joe Witt. The only surprise was, well, would Joe Witt stay around in a reduced role just to help out like he did second half of the season? Well, the last, I should say, month and a half of the season, or not. That was it. Instead, he got fired. No, trust me, I mean, Joe Witt's a nice guy, I'm sure. Nobody will miss him. There was no arriving violently. There was no ball is life. There was no nothing. And Cliff, it was kind of robotic, right? Cliff wasn't warm and overly friendly, but Cliff wasn't a jerk. Cliff is not being fired because he can't coach. It's because there's a huge philosophical divide. And apparently it's because, well, the GM, the assistant GM, maybe, the front office, the GM, maybe the owner is saying, no, you shouldn't play that guy. You should play that guy. And, oh, by the way, that leads us to another element of this. You shouldn't play that guy. You should play that guy. You shouldn't play that guy. You should do this. You shouldn't do that. It's something we've already mentioned twice, more than twice, this week. I'll have it for you next. And your calls, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I believe the last part of this coming straight up next on the Team 980. Stay with us.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you with us right here on a Wednesday afternoon, middle of the week, middle of the show. And time to get to you on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, make it quick. Please help me out before I get in any trouble. But the bottom line is, this is a pretty damning report. I had a completely different plan for the show today. I had a bunch of other questions. We'll have to save that for tomorrow. If Jordan Schultz's report is even remotely true, and you can't say there's no chance that it is, because Diana Rossini's report, which many of you said, oh, it's just typical media bullcrap and this, that, and the other thing. Diana Rossini's report essentially turned out to be true too. Okay? So I have no reason to think that this is completely made up. Is some of it maybe over-exaggerated? Sure. But, I mean, there is at least three damning things here. Front office meddling in the roster and who plays and who doesn't. It got worse this year. No surprise. Dan Quinn didn't want to move on, apparently, from his coordinators. And the entire disconnect is being called, quote, a lot of poop, using a different word, going on there. Before we get to the calls, we talked about some of the potential players that this could be about just on offense, right? Ben Sinnott's, maybe your Treylon Burks, your Chris Pauls early in the year. What name didn't I put on that list? Jaden Daniels. Part of the issue the Commanders have had in the building is the front office meddling with the coaching staff on personnel and which players to use. What if Adam Peters said, no, Doug, I don't want this kid playing. He's not ready. He's not seeing it. We're not protecting him. You're calling too reckless of a game. What if this came down to the quarterback? And mostly about the quarterback. I believe, as I mentioned on Monday, and I reiterated yesterday, I believe that the reason why Jaden Daniels was shut down with 3+ games to go is because Adam Peters didn't want him to play. Didn't want him to get injured again. Didn't want him to get exposed again. Didn't want to ruin the offseason. Didn't want to set back his development even more. Because they didn't have faith that Cliff and the offense was going to be able to keep him standing upright and on the field. And what if it turned into something catastrophic as opposed to a hamstring, a knee, a sprained knee, or an elbow? What if it turned into a torn ACL? Right? Or something even worse. I don't know. So, could this mostly be about Jaden? Sure. All right, let's get out to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.